through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Tim.
Kia ora.
How you going?
I'm tired, man.
Tired. Election season grinding people down.
Sleepy boy.
Sleepy boy.
We're all sleepy boys though at the moment.
Yep, sleepy boy season. That's the one.
Gotta say, I'm getting very excited to vote.
Yeah.
Are you?
Well, it's open now.
It's so fun and exciting, isn't it?
Oh, good on you, Tess. I've been too inside it for too long now. So I'm like, you know when you cook a meal and you spend about an hour cooking it and by the time you're finished, you're like,
not even hungry.
I don't want any of this.
Or it just doesn't
taste. I've been smelling it and making it for too long.
It doesn't taste great because you've been smelling it. It's almost like you're immune.
Yeah, exactly.
But for the guests who get to come to the dinner party and eat that food,
yeah,
it's a very fantastic experience.
Yeah.
Like voting.
It comes around every 3 years. It's very exciting. It's, you know, very exciting right that we have.
Yep,
love
democracy.
This optimism.
We love to see democracy in action. Do check your enrollment. Do check your mates' enrollment.
Vote.nz. It's so easy.
So easy.
And in Tamaki Makaurau, because we're the youngest, Auckland Central is the youngest electorate. Freaking no one votes here.
So go tell your mates.
And
go tell your mates.
So easy.
Double check when you tick the box you want to tick that you've ticked the right box, because that's always a fear of mine.
Oh yeah.
That I'll accidentally
start psyching yourself out.
Tick the wrong box.
Did I just tick the right box I meant to tick?
Yeah.
Whatever box you're going to tick, make sure you do vote. And on that note, what is going on in the media, Tim?
I've got 1.5 words. I've got a portmanteau for you.
Oh, hit us.
Vote-gasm.
Vote-gasm.
I don't know if I like that one.
I was going to say, were you already going to talk about this? And I've just
segued into that.
Yeah.
No.
It's slightly unavoidable at the moment. The first thing is, I haven't watched it, and I'm not sure when I'll get the chance to, but the Hui did a debate last night for Te Tai Tokoro, which I thought was today, but it was yesterday. So apologies that I haven't watched that. But there was a lot of stink being kicked up on Twitter about Billy TK's involvement, Billy T. Kahika, who is the co-leader of Advance, or the New Zealand Public Party. I'm still not 100% on... It's Advance, right?
It's Advance
His
NZ.
His one was,
I think,
NZPP,
yeah.
And then they merged in that. The branding is, if you look at that website, it's very confusing. At any rate, there were some pretty prominent voices of the sort of politic commentariat. What is that word?
Commentariat?
You got it. Yes.
You're welcome. I have no idea if that's right or not.
We'll roll with that. There were some people kind of calling out the fact that Billy TK shouldn't be involved at all.
Yeah, namely, why is that?
Because he's spreading conspiracy theories.
Right.
Short of it.
He's telling people 5G gives you COVID and stuff like that.
Which it doesn't.
And the coming to take your dog or something. I shouldn't be so flippant, because a lot of people are buying what he's selling at the moment. But a couple of weeks ago, I talked to you about some of the specifics on the conspiracy theories that the Advance Party are putting into the New Zealand bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
So Billy TK was there alongside Calvin Davis, who currently holds the seat for Labour. He's held it for the last couple of terms. And Maria Mimo Kapikingi from the Māori Party was there as well, who got a lot of praise online for how well she performed. So Te Tai Tokoro, if you don't know, is up north.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very Māori, it's a Māori electorate, first off, like it's on the Māori roll. But it's also got a very high density of Māori population and a lot of issues in that electorate as well, in that part of the country. There's a lot of poverty that goes on there. And I had a little skip around. Mihi Forbes was moderating the debate, and it looked like it was incredibly well put together. And all the stuff I've seen online is that it was awesome. And in particular, that the pop vox that they got on the street,
right,
of people commenting, were just like at a really high quality, talking about actual issues that people are going through there. So
awesome.
Once again, seems like the mainstream media could probably take a leaf out of the Māori media's book in terms of like how to do these things properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mihirangi Forbes is a great moderator as well. She doesn't take anybody's nonsense.
And I'm sorry to say this, but she looked incredible.
She's got the best outfits.
She's so glamorous.
I want all of her clothes. They're so cool.
Rachel and I were just looking before we got on here. We were just like, good God, she's a supermodel. Like, she's just in this incredible, sparkly, elegant dress.
Awesome woman. So
that's the first bit of vote-gasm. So that was last night. And then, I'm also taking from the fact that I didn't see anything on Twitter that was like, Billy TK said this, that nothing totally insane happened.
Right, okay.
Because nothing blipped onto my radar. But it kind of, the reason I wanted to bring it up is there was a bit of a debate about whether or not he should actually be involved and on the stage with them. I've forgotten his name. I thought I'd written it down somewhere here in my notes, but maybe I hadn't. But there's a guy who used to be a Labour staffer who Neil Jones, that's his name. He said the Hui should not be platforming Billy TK and his deranged conspiracy theory party, grossly irresponsible, and then went on to say, frankly, Calvin Davis should refuse to share a platform with him. I don't want the Māori Party legitimising this either. Mihi Forbes, who was the moderator last night, said, please remember this is a Māori electorate. Wading into the way Māori wānanga and debate is unhelpful. Voters of Te Tai Taukarau are intelligent voters. And that's when Neil replied, Mihi, I'm Māori, for heaven's sake.
There we go. So, okay.
A bit of back and forward on that. There is the second leaders debate tonight on 3 at 7:30. Paddy Gower's moderating this one, and Tover O'Brien is doing the aftermatch analysis. That's just Judith Collins and Jacinda Ardern, because in New Zealand we only have 2 leaders, according to TV3.
This is still continuing to be quite contentious as well. I'm surprised that there's maybe not some changes perhaps happening, because there was quite a bit of pushback on them just being the only 2 in the first leaders debate.
Just change the name or something, at least, you know. It just seems
the
misleading.
National Labour debate or
something like that. It's a tricky old issue, because it's not representative of the electoral system we live in, which is MMP.
Yeah.
Where we have lots of parties to choose from, not just 2. Speaking of having just 2 choices, America. The first presidential debate is today, Trump versus Biden. I am like astounded at how little people give a shit, and I myself give no kind of a shit about this. I was so amped about all the debates last election cycle, and I was like counting down the days, had it on my calendar, could have told you exactly when they were. This one crept up on me. Who the heck is changing their mind at this stage about either Trump or Biden?
I know. It's also, I feel like, deep sort of dread about what awful things are going to just get spouted out.
I know I shouldn't say this on the radio, because every time I say it out loud, people want to like smack me in the face, but I think Trump's going to win again.
Ooh.
I seriously do. I got a terrible feeling about it. Because, like, the issue last time is that there was this huge enthusiasm gap for Hillary Clinton versus Trump.
Right.
How the hell do you get excited about Joe Biden? He's an animated skeleton of the Democrat Party yesteryear. And it's just like, he's kind of being pushed along by these activists, which is kind of good. But I think when the rubber hits the road, he won't do anything except for re-up military spending, which is what they always do.
Time will tell.
Yeah, so that's at 2 p.m. our time if you want to harm yourself by watching a debate. It's on C-SPAN on YouTube, so I'm pretty sure we can watch it here without
A VPN
or anything.
We don't endorse that.
Yeah, this is also hot off the heels of a New York Times report that Trump allegedly paid, it's in the report, apparently he paid $750 in federal taxes in 2016 and 17. Which would be a big scandal if it was anyone else, but no one gives a shit, because this is barely reality anymore.
The punches
keep
on coming, eh?
It's just like, how much reality can you brain process?
I've seen some takes on Twitter from people saying, when I was paid this much money, I still like paid more than Trump.
Yeah, absolutely.
In income tax.
Totally. It's pretty crazy. So, probably a timely reminder, like you guys were saying at the start, you know what, I should try and put a bit of spit shine on this. We should all vote so we can avoid becoming like America.
Yeah.
Get a little bit invested, read a policy or two if you can be bothered. There's some good tools. There's On the Fence's back. You can use 3's Vote Compass, News Hub's Vote Compass. That's a good little tool. Take like 5 minutes and then it sort of tells you where you align compared to the New Zealand parties that you can vote for this time. So,
and if you're feeling a bit confused about the referenda?
It's referenda, but the Electoral Commission has insisted on officially calling them referendums, just to keep it simple. But I'm pretty sure that's incorrect. But we'll go with referendums.
Referendums make sense. There's 2 of them.
Yeah.
If you're feeling a bit confused about that, there is actually a lot of good resource online that will just help you understand what's going on in those bills, because bills can be a little bit, you know, jargony sometimes, but I do recommend just reading them because they are there to be read.
Yeah, there is some good resources. Google around. Look at the government issued ones because they won't be like slight. They've actually put out some pretty good stuff. And like the questions that we're being asked, we probably won't get an opportunity to be asked again for a long time, no matter which way it goes. So yeah, it would be good if people knew about that.
Exactly. Now, that's the general PSA for the morning. Anything else, Tim?
Nah, dude, I've talked long enough. I wish I was in a more positive frame of mind. We should all vote, you know, voting's
great.
I'm excited to vote. I'm excited to tick those boxes.
Good on you, Tess. Maybe I'm just taking a natural, like, shade to your light, you know?
Maybe
trying to provide some dynamics.
Go and vote together and then I can bring the joy.
Sick ass. Early voting starts on the 3rd.
October. Saturday. That's just around the corner.
Just around the corner.
Tim, thank you very much.
A pleasure.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM. And